Thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants will be on a listen-only mode until the question-and-answer session of today's call. At that time, you can press star one to ask a question from the phone lines. I'd also like to inform parties that today's call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I would now like to turn the call over to Susan Iacono. Thank you, and you may begin your conference.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Susie Iacono, Acting Assistant Director for Computer and Information Science and Engineering at the National Science Foundation. With me here are Debbie Lockhart, Jay Yang, Dmitry Maslov, and Weisong Shi from NSF, and Chris Lamming from Intel. We also have from Intel, joined by phone, Wenhan Wang, Thomas Gardo, Skye Corin, and Keith Rowe. On behalf of us all, it is my great pleasure to welcome you to this webinar about our joint partnership on the Visual and Experiential Computing, or VEC, solicitation. VEC builds on a strong history of collaboration between NSF and Intel. It combines NSF's experience of developing and managing successful, large, diverse portfolios on the one hand, with Intel's long history of building research communities in emerging technology areas and transitioning research into products on the other hand. The goal of this joint VEC solicitation is to enable fundamental research leading to new technology that can seamlessly combine information extracted from video, images, and other data sources in order to generate actionable information. Today, access to a large amount of data through recordings from high-resolution multi-camera systems, advanced sensor networks, and other sources is ubiquitous. However, these data are often unstructured and distributed across spatial and temporal scales. So, a key question we have to ask is, how do we analyze such data, extract meaningful and actionable information, and ultimately interface with devices of the future to simplify and enrich our daily activities? For example, let us imagine a system that will extend our vision while we are driving, such that we will be able to see whether children are playing around the corner, whether there is someone trying to cross the street behind a large truck, or whether a speeding car won't be able to stop at the next red light. This vision device would simultaneously collect and interpolate images from multiple cameras and provide a composite of what is forthcoming from the driver's perspective. This joint program will enable research that can push the frontiers of what is currently possible with visual and experiential computing. Through the VEC solicitation, we aim to foster a multidisciplinary research community at the confluence of big data, augmented reality, understanding of image, video, and 3D scenes, and human-machine interfaces. We also aim to transition these research findings into commercializable products. We look forward to hearing and seeing from the community great new ideas on, for example, novel algorithmic approaches and technology-aware design methodologies, better and faster analysis, synthesis, integration, and real-time access of data, and smooth and unconstrained use of computing devices to enable human decision-making. Let me just take a moment to again thank my colleagues here at NSF, including Keith Marzullo, Fin Zhao, Debbie Lockhart, Jay Yang, Dmitry Maslov, Weisong Shi, as well as our partners at Intel, particularly Wenhan Wang, Greg Lemming, Chris Lamming, Thomas Gardo, Skye Corin, and Keith Rowe for their leadership and for facilitating this effort. Let me now turn things over to Wenhan Wang, the Managing Director of Intel Labs, to say a few words. Wenhan, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Iacono. I would like to just take a few minutes to speak briefly at a high level about the importance of Visual and Experiential Computing, VEC. At Intel, we have embraced a mission to create and extend computing technology to connect and enrich the lives of every person on Earth. In particular, we are focused on enabling the broad adoption of smart connected computing. As the lines between embedded, mobile, personal, and cloud computing continue to blur, we find ourselves on the verge of realizing reliable, smart connected computing systems that will deeply sense and interact with the real world. Given the dominance of the human visual cortex, it is clear that such systems will rely heavily on visual and experiential technology. By joining forces with the NSF, our hope is to work with you, the NSF community, to foster novel, transformative, multidisciplinary research in VEC. We expect that VEC technology will transform the way people interact with visual information through, for example, the realization of new mobile and wearable devices and the emergence of autonomous machines and semantically aware spaces. This collaboration with NSF is designed to combine the strength of the NSF and Intel. What we hope to contribute to you, the amazing NSF community, includes both insight into current industry trends and capabilities, as well as a partnership for bringing big insights and ideas into practice. We have designed this solicitation to create research partnerships that will span multiple technologies in order to increase the odds of developing holistic solutions that will truly comprehend the full range of opportunities and challenges. What we hope and expect is that your responses to this solicitation will be bold and that you will swing for the fences with game-changing ideas. What we are looking for researchers willing to step back and look at some non-incremental, non-linear new directions in visual and experiential computing. We are hoping that is why all of you are on this call, and we really look forward to learning more about your perspectives and then working together to make a big difference. Thank you so much for joining us on this adventure. Let me now turn things over to my colleagues from NSF, who will continue the webinar and offer more detail about the program. Thank you very much for your time. Thank you.
Thank you very much. My name is Debbie Lockhart, and I'm the Acting Division Director for the Division of Information and Intelligence Systems here at the NSF. We will begin with a discussion of this partnership and the motivations behind it. We will then discuss the scope of visual and experiential computing programs. Because Intel will be an active participant in this process, we will carefully highlight the special aspects of the program administration and proposal selection. We will focus in particular on how it differs from proposal administration or our other programs and the different types of proposals. We will close out our prepared remarks on questions that we think the community might ask about the program, and then open the discussion to anyone who is currently viewing this webinar. As a reminder, these slides will be posted to the NSF website after the conclusion of this webinar. Please refer to the solicitation for full program details. We are going to try to keep this webinar to an hour, but can stay longer if needed for questions and answers. NSF and Intel have come together to fund and support research in the area of visual and experiential computing. By bringing together their resources and expertise, NSF and Intel not only fund fundamental research in VEC areas such as computational photography, simultaneous localization and mapping, augmented reality, image and video understanding, and 3D scene understanding,
but also to encourage applications to enable and or enhance compelling human experiences. From NSF's perspective, our partnership with Intel can provide researchers with greater insight and access to industry needs, capabilities, and resources, and will facilitate transition of research outcomes to practice. Since we are trying to bring together different research communities, it is worthwhile clarifying the scope of the program. Visual computing research is about acquisition, analysis, and synthesis of visual information, while experiential computing involves cyber-enabled embodied experiences in various activities. An objective of visual and experiential computing is to create capabilities that are akin to superhuman senses and will enable the perception of our world in new and exciting ways. The goal of the VEC program is to foster novel, transformative, and multidisciplinary approaches that promote research in VEC technologies, taking into consideration the various challenges present in the field. Specific objectives include to understand the range of technical issues affecting hardware and software and components and their integration in socio-technical systems, to develop systems that allow us to effortlessly engage with visual representations that blur the boundaries between the real and virtual world. The VEC program is interested in receiving proposals on any idea that addresses these goals and objectives. The concepts of visual and experiential computing can be illustrated by these selected examples. We envision systems that can recognize events and activities in real time, reconstruct events immersively, autonomously drive a vehicle in a large-scale area, and expand our vision to be able to see over a hill or around a corner. We can list many more examples of these capabilities. Exploring these exciting capabilities requires an interdisciplinary approach and to advance fundamental research in some areas. Based on these examples, we can come up with several topics of interest. First, advances in computational photography enable better capabilities in capturing visual data and processing features for image understanding, analysis, and synthesis. Vision-based localization and mapping approaches for real-time indoor and outdoor autonomous navigation under any lighting conditions. New augmented reality technologies on different platforms can revolutionize task assistance and task training. Image and video understanding has been the core research goal for computer vision research. New RGBD sensors have not only provided opportunities, but also pose new challenges to 3D scene understanding. Of course, the scope of the VEC program is not limited to these sample topics of interest. We will now discuss some of the important details in the solicitation. The main topics here revolve around three types of proposals invited by the solicitation. I will remind everyone that only U.S. colleges and universities are eligible to submit proposals. The total anticipated funding amount is $6 million, subject to the availability of funds. Let's move now into the logistics of the program. Proposals to this joint program will be submitted to NSF with the following requirements. All proposals will be up to 3 years in duration, with a total award value of up to $1 million for small, up to $2 million for medium, and up to $3 million for large proposals. The submission deadline is 5 p.m. proposers local time on February 20, 2015. The title should start with the prefix VEC:small:, or VEC:medium:, or VEC:large:, as appropriate. Only two proposals per PI, co-PI, or senior personnel to VEC are allowed. This limit is separate and distinct from all other NSF programs, and no proposal containing or referencing classified material will be accepted. Proposals must follow all the usual NSF policies, including inclusion of biographical sketches, budgets and budget justifications, list of references, data management plans, postdoctoral research mentoring plans if appropriate, etc. Proposals are submitted through Fastlane or grants.gov, as with any NSF proposal. The NSF proposal review will be conducted according to the standard rules and procedures already in place for NSF proposals. Intel will conduct a separate review. The review and award recommendations will be coordinated by a joint NSF and Intel working group of program officers from both NSF and Intel. Projects that are selected for joint funding by both NSF and Intel will be funded under two funding instruments. That is, NSF support will be provided via an NSF grant, and Intel support will be provided via an Intel contract. Note that not all projects will necessarily be jointly funded. NSF or Intel may decide to fund certain projects separately. The budget submitted with the proposal should include all necessary project funds without regard to the two funding organizations. The budget will be divided subsequent to selection. Besides intellectual and broader impact criteria, NSF will ask reviewers to evaluate all proposals against two additional solicitation-specific criteria. First, the degree to which the project's technical research is likely to inform the realization of compelling human experiences enabled by visual and experiential computing technologies. And second, the degree to which the project's plans both pursue the development of a systems perspective and implement demonstrations of interrelated component research ideas. NSF and Intel will manage their respective awards according to their own procedures and guidelines. Specifically, Intel funds will be made available under a contract with specific conditions relating to Intel access to intellectual property developed through research supported by these funds. 1. Projects agree to distribute all source code that has been authored while working on an NSF Intel award under a BSD, Apache, or other equivalent open source license, but not GNU's General Public License GPL or Lesser Library GPL, the Artistic License, or the Mozilla Public License. See the solicitation for specific guidelines. 2. Projects that generate data or software agree not to incorporate into this data or software any third-party code or background intellectual property except by separate pre-arrangement with NSF and Intel if this incorporation would limit or restrict its ability to be distributed under an open-source license. Awardees, this is three now, awardees may file patent applications providing that they grant to Intel a non-exclusive, worldwide, royalty-free, sub-licensable license to all intellectual property rights in any inventions or works of authorship resulting from research conducted under the joint award. Intel may separately fund its own personnel to directly participate in NSF-Intel partnership research part-time or full-time with the university's awarded projects. These Intel researchers will work alongside the academic researchers identifying opportunities for technical transfer and being involved with the projects as advisors or as fellow researchers. Such deployment of Intel researchers in residence on campuses will require mutual consent by the parties and respective awardees in the project management plan for each award. Further, Intel may designate one or more of its senior, separately funded researchers to work alongside principal investigators. This senior researcher would help manage the project as a member of the project management team. He or she would inject a perspective on commercial aspects and help with the day-to-day leadership of the project. He or she would also be responsible for working with the Intel program director to oversee the engagement of all other Intel researchers. All awardees must submit annual reports to the respective funding agency. If a project is co-funded by NSF and Intel, then the PI must submit reports to both NSF and Intel, which are similar in content. Intel will conduct annual retreats and may require deliverable reports to monitor project progress. Intel may conduct on-site annual reviews jointly with NSF. Intel may also lead the organization of phone calls with project teams. NSF may participate in these calls at its discretion. In summary, the DEC solicitation is an exciting new opportunity for NSF-funded researchers to work closely with industry and to explore an increasingly important research domain. DEC researchers will help to translate the information contained in complex visual and non-visual data sets into intuitive modes of human perception and interaction, and create accessible platforms for information capture, retrieval, analysis, and knowledge discovery. Proposals, again, are due to NSF on February 20, 2015. If you have any questions after the end of this webinar, please contact an NSF and/or Intel program officer. Our contact information is listed here. As a reminder, these slides will be posted to the NSF website after the conclusion of this webinar. You will have a chance to ask questions shortly, but first we will review some of the questions we've received to date that we believe are of general interest. So first, these will be proposal submission related. Question: can I submit the same proposal to the DEC and other NSF programs? Answer: no, you must choose one program. Question: does the submission to the DEC program count towards the two proposal limit for other size, core, or cross-cutting programs? Answer: no, they are separately counted. For example, you can submit two proposals to the size core programs or, and, in addition, two to the EC. Question: can a company be able to subcontract with an eligible university submitting a proposal to the EC? Answer: no, no industrial company is allowed to be a subawardee. Next, scope-related questions. Question: how do I decide whether to submit to VEC or other size programs, for example, core programs? Answer: if you are interested in the benefits that go along with Intel funding, then please submit to VEC. Talk to a VEC or Intel program director if you are unsure. Question: does the new VEC program mean that core programs will be reducing funding for VEC research? Answer: no. VEC is still a priority for many size core programs. Next, questions are award-related. Question: how many awards will be made in each category? Answer: the total anticipated budget amount for the VEC program is $6 million. The number of awards in each category will depend on the quality of proposals in that category. No money has been pre-allocated to each category. Question: what is the detail of the jointly funded mechanism? Will NSF and Intel always split half and half the funding? Answer: the intent is for NSF and Intel to make awards to the same projects. If NSF and Intel agree to support the same projects, then NSF and Intel will split half and half. Next are also award related. Question: what happens if the review results from NSF and Intel do not align very well? Can NSF choose to fund the project alone? Answer: in all cases, the final decision rests solely with the awarding organization. Proposals that are not successful in the collaborative panel review process may still be funded by either organization at its discretion, with funds provided outside the scope of the VEC program. Question: is there a difference contractually between an NSF award and an Intel award? Answer: the NSF funding agreement is a grant. The Intel funding agreement is a contract. Deliverables will vary. Next question: if co-funded, is the same proposal used for both NSF and Intel? Answer: yes. There is a single technical description or statement of work for each project, but two funding agreements. Awardees will be provided guidance on how to split the budget. Question: will Intel fund participants at non-U.S. institutions which are not funded by NSF? Answer: no. All funded participants must follow standard NSF eligibility requirements. The next questions are financially related. Question: is this new money in addition to size core program? Answer: VEC is an independent competition. We are pleased to combine NSF funds with Intel funds. Question: is VEC a multi-year program? Answer: no. Currently, both NSF and Intel have only committed the funds for the fiscal year 2015 competition. However, following this year's competition, we might assess whether to continue the solicitations on the basis of the number and quality of proposals received, availability of funds, and continuing interest in these topics, as well as other criteria. Next, intellectual property issues. Question: are there any restrictions on intellectual property as a result of Intel involvement? Answer: for Intel co-funded awards, under the standard Intel contract, the university retains ownership and Intel receives a non-exclusive, royalty-free license to any IP developed. Question: can we get access to Intel technology? Answer: potentially. This would be handled on a case-by-case basis between Intel and the awardee university. Additional PI requirements. Question: do I have to attend the Intel annual retreat? Answer: yes, if your project has received Intel funds. Question: do I have to submit reports to both Intel and NSF on a VEC award? Answer: yes. NSF and Intel jointly funded awards need to submit reports to both. The contents of the two are similar. And for post-awards, question, will Intel be actively involved as collaborators in working on spin-off projects or provide in-kind support? Answer, Intel may fund its own personnel to directly participate in research done through awards via its Researchers in Residence program. This will require mutual consent between Intel and the awardee. Intel may designate and self-fund one of its senior researchers to work alongside the VEC project PIs as a member of the project management team, providing perspective on commercial aspects, help with day-to-day leadership of the project, and coordinate engagement of all other Intel researchers. So I'm now done with those questions. The telephone line is now open for the questions of the people who signed on to the webinar. Thank you for your attention. So what happens now? If any of you in the room ask your questions, please identify yourself first so they know who's speaking. Operator, are there any calls?
And we do have questions in the queue. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I apologize about that. Our first question comes from Alexandra. Your line is now open.
Hello?
Hello, we're here.
Yes, hi. This is Silvio Savarese from Stanford University. And I have a couple of questions. Well, first of all, thank you very much for the nice introduction of the program. This sounds very exciting. I would like to, I would love to hear a few comments about how what is the expectation in terms of intermixing applications with more core fundamental results? So, is it an expectation that we need to provide some application as for how to apply these ideas, or it's really about core technology? Hello.
Hi, this is Chris Ramming from Intel Corporation. I don't think we have any preset expectations in that regard. What we are looking for are groundbreaking ideas, and importantly, because this is a multidisciplinary, potentially multidisciplinary team proposal, we are looking, according to that additional review criteria, for proposals that do drive towards a system perspective of some kind, in which case it could be helpful to have application drivers. But there is not a restriction to one kind of research versus another.
Okay, thank you. And I also have a follow-up question is, so earlier in one of the slides it was mentioned that there is a chance that some of the Intel personnel will be potentially collaborating with the project. Is it recommended that we do interact with Intel beforehand as part of the proposal preparation, or something happens independently from the proposal?
This is Chris Ramming again from Intel Corporation. We want to ensure fair treatment of all proposers, and so we want to be very careful about the way in which we interact with people. If you have questions that are clarifying questions about the solicitation, we would like to collect those and make sure that everybody has access to the responses. So please do get in touch with us to find out, you know, as you heard in the briefing, you know, whether this is the right solicitation to be applying to. If you have clarifying questions, I think we are going to refrain from actually collaborating on the proposal development at this point in order to be fair to the entire proposer community.
And let me add that if you look at the slides and slide that's up right now, we do are showing a list of the contacts for both NSF and Intel, and we certainly urge you to contact any of them if you have any questions.
Okay, thank you.
Are we ready for our next question? Hello?
Hello.
Yes.
I can hear you.
Our next question is going to come from Pulkit Grover. Your line is now open. Hello, Pulkit Grover. Your line is open.
Hi. Sorry, I was on mute. My question is kind of the opposite of the first question. Can the focus of the proposal be almost exclusively on using off-the-shelf technology with almost no technological improvements, but the improvement is on the experiential side? So bringing in the psychological basis for best presentation of information and experience. I think it does involve data analysis and knowledge discovery, but not so much the innovation on the information capture and retrieval.
This is Jay Young from NSF. So my answer is, I think that the goal for the VEC program is visual and experiential computing. You should combine the both. The innovation
okay.
is on both sides.
Okay, thank you.
This time I'm showing no other questions in queue.
Okay, we'll hold on for just a few minutes longer.
And if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. You will be prompted to unmute your phone and record your name. Next question comes from Trevor Durrell. Your line is now open.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Thank you.
I really wanted to support this effort and say it's fantastic to see the creative funding model being developed. I did have one technical concern about the IP issues that arise that were mentioned in the RFP and in the slides. I'm a very big supporter of open source software, and Berkeley is disseminating software under the BSD license. So we basically fully support the goal of that clause in the RFP, but I worried as I read it that technically it says that we wouldn't be able to do research under this effort using, for example, MATLAB, because all research developing all code has to be disseminated and cannot use any non-clean open source license. So I wondered if someone could speak to how strict the licensing terms will be. Generally, I think it's the right thing to only disseminate software with clean licenses, but I think it's not in the spirit of NSF to exclude all research tools from the basic research. So I'm a little confused as to where this program lies in that regard. Thank you very much.
Hi, Trevor. This is Chris Ramon. Thank you for that question. It is a tricky issue, which we recognize to be sometimes challenging. The idea here is that the research that you perform under this should be dedicated to the public. It may be that you use tools on occasion, you know, like MATLAB, which may not have the required properties, but unless the MATLAB, the ideas in MATLAB themselves are somehow bound up in your research so that there is no way to for people to practice the invention without getting access to the MATLAB code, then you know, that then it would probably be okay. Does that make sense, or is that
I think that sounds good. Yeah, if that's reasonable.
Yeah, I mean we want to find a reasonable solution to that. I mean, MATLAB is not the subject of the research here,
no.
And we wouldn't want to you know, somehow get into a situation where.
I think it probably has to be a goal. It may be hard to you know, have a strict requirement, but I look forward. It's a very tricky issue.
Yeah. Well, if there are you know, aspects that need to be discussed, we certainly would want to do that and find the right solution to it.
And I would say that NSF feels exactly the same way.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1.
It appears that there are no more questions, so I want to thank everyone who joined the webinar today, and on behalf of both NSF and Intel, I'm going to say that we're very, very much looking forward to the proposals that you're going to be submitting and seeing what some of the wonderful ideas out there will be. This concludes the webinar.